Today, on Thanksgiving, discuss gratitude. What happened over the last year for which you're thankful? Little things like the new puppy, all the way up to big things like the good medical outcome. Talk about how gratitude is a choice. You can choose to see the glass half full or half empty. Inspire your friends and family to cope better by focusing on the positive rather than the negative. Help them stay in the present with problems they're already facing rather than anticipating problems they don't yet have. And by not blaming others for what goes wrong. Something eventually goes wrong for everyone. Talk about what went wrong for people over the last year and how they faced these challenges. What enabled them to cope with the loss, the disappointment, the fears? What values or beliefs kept them going? What do they wish they could have done differently now that they look back on how they faced the problems? What did they learn about themselves, about life, by moving through the challenge? It always helps to learn from others. Get people talking about the little things for which they're grateful. We tend to think that only huge things are good enough to make us happy, and that's not the case. It's the little things in everyday life that make us smile when we remember to notice them. By talking about the little things others enjoy, we get more ideas of what we should notice. The smell of coffee in the morning, the beauty of colored leaves falling off the trees, a kitten chasing a dust mote, a child telling you their secret, reading a good book, finally finishing a workout, still being able to touch your toes, little stuff. Being thankful is a coping skill to use all year, not just on Thanksgiving. No one escapes hard times, but everyone can improve their coping skills. Accept that bad things happen to good people, no matter how good they are. Once you accept that adversity is part of life, it's easier to work on not dwelling on the past, not anticipating problems you don't already have, not making everything into a catastrophe. It's easier to focus on what works rather than what doesn't work, to be grateful for small joys, to find solutions, and decide the glass is half full. Happy Thanksgiving for KUNR. This is Dr. Jankovich.